In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
Clap for Jesus.
Can
we clap for this wonderful choir? Glory to God. Happy Sunday, everyone. Now you look to the person beside you and just tell the person, you know, something nice. Something nice. You have a nice haircut. I like your scarf.
And so we mo fair on
you. You look beautiful.
Orewa.
I love your smile.
Mo fair on rare.
I mean, you know, just appreciate that person.
And yeah, you know, see.
It's good to be appreciative. When we appreciate God, we appreciate men. Honor is reciprocal. You know, when you told that person you look nice, he also told you.
Did you tell him?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
We've actually been on a wonderful topic.
I think it's called Theodora Kobo.
By the way, the shepherd sent his greetings to everybody. Let's continue to remember him in our prayers.
And
the Lord will bring him back safely. Amen.
Amen.
So we started the topic in the morning. The effects of character.
Ipa iwawa.
On marital relationship.
Lori de yawo.
So, because the class is supposed to be very interactive.
How jama for me to meet Toro Roni?
So I will quickly run through what I have.
So most don't you call me a cosentele.
So that we can ask questions.
Haliba berry berry.
And then I'm sure we have callers in the house.
So they mock any one more way. I want your money me a ringwa.
So I'm sure we have such people in the house today that will be willing to share their experience so that we can learn. We upcoming. And we singles. My dear singles. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know why I mention singles is that so that you also pay attention.
It is despite
the fact that we said character in marital relationship. I also want you to listen and learn. Because you know it's very easy to sit down on the shoulder of the people that have been there. In fact, you get there faster. When you sit down on the shoulder of like Pastor Tunde,
you'll
be able to go to where you are faster. Because he has seen some things that you have not seen. So you won't make the mistake. So singles, do you understand that?
So yewa.
So it's a privilege for you to be here.
Anfanila lo je fun yin lati wa ni.
Or maybe we'll send you to the children's class. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay, so quickly we are going to be looking at characters. We've seen that character has, you know, destroyed a lot of marriages.
Are you pe iwa o ti ba idile lopo lopo je?
In fact, the devil does not bother with some families. He will just sit there and be watching. They will soon self-destruct. So he will not even bother going there. Because if the man or the woman is so filled with pride, and they distort the arrangement. The woman, the wife so filled with pride, distorts the order of marriage. Because when you don't submit to your husband, you are distorting the order. And you know, destruction is inevitable.
Nígbà tí a bá dẹ̀ ń ṣeré eléyìí, àṣìṣe àti ìpínyà.
Like we saw with Vashti.
Ìtàrí nínú ayé Vashti.
In the morning, we also spoke about hunger.
A sọ̀rọ̀ nípa ìbínú ní àárọ̀.
How some women speak to their husbands indiscriminately.
Bí àwọn obìnrin mìíràn ṣe máa ń bá ọkọ wọn sọ̀rọ̀ àlùfàǹṣá.
You insult your husband.
Ẹ ó sọ̀rọ̀ kùngbàkùngbé sí ọkọ yín.
You place curses on your husband.
Ẹ ó máa sọ àwọn ọ̀rọ̀ tí ò tọ́ tí ò dá sí ọkọ yín.
So much that even when he says he has forgiven you.
Tó bẹ́ẹ̀ gẹ́ tó bá sọ pé mo ti dáríjì ọ́.
O ti dáríjì.
Wà á máa sọ pé mo mọ̀ pé o ti dáríjì
mi. Because you know the gravity of the things you have said.
Torí pé o mọ̀ pé ẹnu rẹ ti ré bá ọ lẹ́sẹ̀.
Even ẹnu rẹ bẹ̀rẹ̀. Amen.
Ami.
So if you don't understand Yoruba very, this is time to also learn. I think this is also the first time I'm hearing that. Amen. Amen.
Ami.
And then some husband also out of anger, you know, do a lot of things to their wife.
Àwọn ọkùnrin nínú ìbínú wọn máa ń ṣe oríṣiríṣi ìwà sí ìyàwó wọn pẹ̀lú.
Some husband in anger beat their wives.
Nínú ìbínú wọn a máa na ìyàwó wọn.
Violence comes out of anger.
Inú fùfù a máa ti ìbínú jáde.
I said the story of a man that crushed his wife with his car.
Mo sọ ìtàn ọkùnrin kan tí ó fi ọkọ̀ gbá ìyàwó rẹ̀ nítorí ìbínú.
Because of anger.
Nítorí pé ó ń bínú.
The wife of a man died beside him when he was sleeping because the man was angry.
Aya ọkùnrin kan tilẹ̀ kú sẹ́gbẹ́ rẹ̀ kò sì yẹ̀wò nítorí pé ó ń bínú.
The wife had an asthmatic attack.
Ìyàwó rẹ̀ ó ní àwọn tí wọ́n máa ń tí wọ́n máa ń lọ sókè lọ sílẹ̀.
But because they had an argument even before they went to sleep, the woman was trying, she had an attack during the night.
Torí pé wọ́n ní ìbínú obìnrin náà bó ṣe yẹ pé ẹ̀mí rẹ̀ ń lọ sókè ó ń lọ sódò. Torí pé ọkọ rẹ̀ ń bínú ó ń pè kò tilẹ̀ dá lóhùn.
And she was trying to wake her husband.
Ó ń gbìyànjú láti jí.
The husband was still angry even when he was sleeping.
Ó tilẹ̀ ń bínú bó ṣe yẹ pé ó ń sùn lọ́wọ́.
I don't know how he was able to sleep.
Mi ò mọ̀ bó ṣe rọrùn fún láti lè rórun sùn.
And he refused to answer the wife.
Ó kọ̀ láti dá ìyàwó rẹ̀
lóhùn. And the wife died.
Obìnrin náà sì kú.
For anger.
Nítorí ìbínú.
We also spoke about impatience.
A sọ̀rọ̀ nípa àìnísùúrù.
Being insensitive to your partner's complaints and needs.
A sọ̀rọ̀ nípa ká má lè ní àfojúsùn sí ohun tí ọkọ tàbí aya wa fẹ́.
Not listening to their emotional needs.
Ká má lè tẹ̀tí sí ohun tí wọ́n ń fẹ́ lọ́kàn wọn.
Not listening to their physical needs.
Ká má lè tẹ̀tí sí ohun tí wọ́n ń fẹ́ lójúkorojú.
Your wife keeps telling you this thing you are doing is affecting me emotionally.
Ìyàwó rẹ̀ ń tẹnumọ fún pé ohun tó ń ṣe yìí ó ń ká mi lára ó ń dùn mí.
You spend too much time with your phone.
O sì lè fẹ́ràn àti máa bá ẹ̀rọ ìbánisọ̀rọ̀ rẹ ṣeré púpọ̀ jù.
Your husband tells you as a wife you spend too much time on the social media.
Ìyàwó ọkọ rẹ̀ sọ fún ọ gẹ́gẹ́ bí ìyàwó pé o ti máa ń jókòó ti ẹ̀rọ ayélujára jù.
Always like that. You're on YouTube, you're on Twitter, you're on Instagram. Thank you. And everything that is done in the home, the first people that will see it is your friends on social media. In fact, you live on the social media.
Oh, ibi aye re gan paapa ori ero ayelukara lo wa.
And your husband keeps complaining.
Ọkọ rẹ sì ń sọ fún ẹ, ó ń sọ eléyìí fún ọ.
This thing is taking your time.
Eléyìí ń gba àkókò rẹ.
Some people, when they are on social media, their husband will go to work and come back. You are still watching what you are watching.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ènìyàn nígbà tí wọ́n bá ń ti ẹ̀rọ ìbánisọ̀rọ̀ ọkọ wọn á fi wọ́n sílẹ̀ á tún padà bá wọn ní ojú kan náà.
There's no stand up, you know, they won't stand up to even greet you. Welcome, how are you? We see these things as little things.
A máa ń rí àwọn eléyìí bí ohun kéékèèké.
But they are the ones that generate into, you know, just this big volcano that you can't handle.
Ṣùgbọ́n àwọn ni wọ́n máa ń di ohun tó máa ń fẹjú, tó máa ń fẹnú tí a kò lè kápá rẹ̀.
If we don't take care of them.
Tí a ò bá ṣe àmójútó wọn ní kíákíá.
If we don't take care of those characters.
Tí a ò bá ṣe àmójútó àwọn ọ̀wá wa yìí.
They are the ones that put the family in a mess.
Àwọn ni wọ́n máa ń fi ìdílé sínú wàhálà.
They are the ones that put the children in a mess.
Àwọn ni wọ́n máa ń fi àwọn ọmọ sínú wàhálà.
We spoke about laziness.
A sọ̀rọ̀ nípa ọ̀lẹ ìmẹ́lẹ́.
We said laziness is being unwilling to do hard work.
A sọ wípé ìmẹ́lẹ́ ṣíṣe ni àìmáfẹ́ ṣe nǹkan àìníkan ṣe.
Thereby leaving the house in a mess.
A ó fi ilé sílẹ̀ bó ṣe wù wá.
We don't take care of our children, we don't take care of our spouse, we don't take care of anything.
A ò ní ṣe àmójútó ohunkóhun nínú ilé.
So we are going to be talking about extravagancy now.
A o tun ma so nipa apa, ina apa.
Moving forward.
Tite siwaju.
You know, in relationships, especially marriage.
Ninu igbeyawo,
money is one of the biggest issues.
Owo je ohun pataki to ma sele.
In fact, I know that in this meeting,
somebody
will ask that question.
Èèyàn kan yóò béèrè béèrè náà.
Is it our money or are my money?
Ṣowó mi ni àbí owó wa ni?
Is it their money or my money?
Ṣowó wọn ni àbí owó tèmi ni?
Is it his money or our money?
Ṣowó rẹ̀ ni àbí owó wa?
Money.
Owó.
You know, a spouse that is extravagant.
Ọkọ tàbí ìyàwó tó bá jẹ́ onínà àpà.
The wife will find it difficult to trust you with the funds of the family.
Yóò ṣòro fún ìyàwó tàbí ọkọ láti lè gbà ọgbọ́n nípa ètò ìnáwó.
You want to buy everything and anything.
Ohun gbogbo ló máa fẹ́ rà.
Especially if you have a joint account.
Tó bá ti ọba ní pé ẹ bá jọ da owó papọ̀.
If it's the wife that is extravagant.
Tó bá jẹ́ ìyàwó ló máa nánà àpà.
The husband will just be monitoring his phone.
Ọkọ rẹ̀ yóò máa tojú bọ ẹ̀rọ ìbánisọ̀rọ̀ rẹ̀.
Ṣé àlá ti kankan bá wọlé ilé ni? Tarabirin bá lọ náwó ilé ni.
Tí obìnrin yìí bá ná owó tó jù bẹ́ẹ̀ lọ.
Or if it's the husband that is extravagant.
Tó bá dẹ̀ jẹ́ ọkọ ló máa nánà àpà.
The wife will have money that she won't be able to tell the husband, I have this money, because she knows that the husband will collect and spend.
Obìnrin náà yóò ṣòro fún láti lè sọ pé mo ní owó báyìí ní ìpamọ́ nítorí pé ó mọ̀ pé ọkọ rẹ̀ yóò tojú bọ̀ ọ́ ni.
Lying to your spouse.
Ká máa parọ́ fún ọkọ tàbí aya.
In any relationship.
Nínú ìbàdọ́ rẹ̀.
Trust is key.
Ká gbára wa gbọ́, ó jẹ́ kókó.
And I'm sure you all agree with me on that.
Mo dẹ̀ mọ̀ pé ẹ ó gbà mí gbọ́ pẹ̀lú eléyìí pé ká gbára wa gbọ́.
And I think we should avoid doing things that will make us lie to our spouse.
Mo dey raw wa ko ye ki a start fun to le mu lati ma paro fun oko tabi aya wa.
Anything that will make you lie to your spouse, just move away from it.
Ohun ko ohun to le je ko ma paro yago fun.
There are some husbands when they greet their wife good morning.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ọkọ nígbà tó bá kíyàwó wọn káàárọ̀.
The husband would, the woman would check the time.
Obìnrin náà yóò wo ojú ajọ́.
Before she answered.
Kó tó lè dá lóhùn.
Say, good morning, dear.
Kaaro. Yo wo jojo.
Good morning.
Oto na no.
Oto ni morning lawa.
Aso pe looto.
Because you have a track record of lying to your spouse.
Nitori pe gbogbo iwe eri re iro lo kun be.
Some women will even tell you that there's nothing he says that I believe. I just leave him. Ko se ma wo ko se I don't trust him for anything.
Obirin mi yan yo tile so fun oko re pe won o gba ogbo.
That marriage is almost gone.
Igbeyawo na o ku bente ko pare.
O ku bente. Bente bai. You lie about everything.
Ohun gbogbo lo ma fi n paro.
Especially if a man is committing adultery.
Nígbà tí ọkọ bá filẹ̀ ń ṣèwà àgbèrè.
You lie about everything.
Ohun gbogbo lo ma fi n paro.
Because you use one lie to cover another.
Nítorí pé o ma fi rọ́kan bo òmíràn mọ́lẹ̀.
And if when trust is gone from my home.
Nígbà tí a bá àti gbarawa gbọ́ kò bá sì sí nínú ìdílé.
Your wife cannot say specifically that I know where my husband is right now.
Ìyàwó rẹ̀ kò lè sọ pàtó pé ibi báyìí ni ọkọ mi wà lọ́wọ́lọ́wọ́.
Or I know where my wife is right now.
Àbí mo mọ ibi tí ìyàwó mi wà lọ́wọ́lọ́wọ́.
Comparing your spouse to another.
A máa fi ọkọ tàbí aya ẹni wé ẹlòmíràn.
Very dangerous.
Ó jọ ohun tó burú báyìí.
Comparison.
Ìfiwéra ẹni.
Comparing your wife to the wife of your friend.
I'm a fi yawo eni we yawo ore eni.
Or comparing your husband to your friend's husband.
I'm a fi oko eni we oko ore eni.
Mo lo ile awon baba kini last week.
I went to so's father's house last week.
Oni bi mommy Peter mo se se obin. Oni o ki lo to mo ro ese.
Why can't you cook like that?
Oni mo se gun yan. You know ti e bayi lo se ri. Won bayi lo se ri.
You complain about everything.
You compare your wife.
Ma fi yawo eni we elomiran.
Especially some men when their wife is pregnant.
Opolopo okun nigba ti yawo won ba wa ninu oyun.
Mo mo gba ti yawo brother bo loyun. Mo mo gba ti yawo e loyun. Iyawo e o kin tuto bu osin tuto e.
I knew when Brodebo's wife was pregnant, she doesn't speak anyhow.
Mama woman, everybody lo mo won ko kin tuto bo
she doesn't speak anyhow.
Ibo ni won ti gbe ti e wa.
Where do
And the woman will start to feel down.
Obìnrin náà yóò wá máa banújẹ́ nínú ọkọ rẹ̀.
Ìgbà tí mo lọ lé àwọn bọ̀dé bọ̀ gan ní time yẹn.
When I went to their house,
woman, yeah, lost kitchen, no logging for me.
She cooked, she even pound yam for me.
For you can't do anything.
Whoa, let's show you.
Dear, let me bring water. Dear, help me bring plates.
I feel my
dear, help me wash this. And the woman was asking, okay, why move to Brodebo's house?
Oh, but now you was a Google local or still a Brodebo.
Move there.
My call lobby.
So try not to compare your spouse.
Don't
compare your wife. If your wife has a character, you have your own. She has a weakness, you have yours. Don't focus on the weakness of your spouse. Focus on their strength. Don't look at their weakness. The weaknesses, like we spoke about in the morning, impatience. You help them overcome those weaknesses. We spoke about impatience in the morning. That some of us, we just want our spouse to change overnight. We just want them to change overnight. Overnight. Those characters that you have built them over time. Those characters have been built over time. So you also need to help them grow. Marriage is not about getting. It's about giving. So single there, if you are not ready to give, don't marry you. If you are not ready to give all, don't marry. Because marriage is not about you. It's about the other person. Once you begin to put your own feelings first, there will be problems. Once you begin to see yourself at the center of everything in a home, there will be issues. There are some singles here. When a man of God was ministering, that even when they buy something, and those singles that their friends are working, they won't say, come and eat. They won't say, come and eat.
Oh, ni ti le fi lo elomiran.
You are so stingy, even as a single.
Oh, how well.
You are so stingy.
Oh, how well for ngogo.
Not only with your... the things you have, like money, or even with your emotions, you don't even know how to greet people. Even with greeting, you are stingy.
Niki ki e yon gan, oh hawa.
You can't greet anybody.
Oh, le ki e ni keni toban koja leg bere.
You are so full of yourself.
Oh, jora re loju.
We need to deal with all these habits even if, before we go into the marriage relationship. You know, like I said, somebody was asking a man of God, sir, what are the things I should avoid in marriage? Big issues that I should run away from so that I can have a good home. The pastor told her, don't look at the big things. In fact, watch out for those small things. Those little foxes. That spoils the vineyard. Take care of those small ones. That they are the ones that turn out to become the big issue that you never
want
to
do.
You know, some women will tell you, this Proverbs 31 woman,
she's not from Nigeria.
If she was from Nigeria,
she
couldn't handle it.
She won't be able to handle such. The husband is not giving her issue.
Can only work.
I didn't mean she has the kind of husband that I have. She wouldn't have written such a story.
But this woman, if you read this Proverbs 31,
but Abashaki is sobering on, you know, we'll recall
all these little things that she took care of.
I won't.
What is satisfying the needs of her husband?
Oh, read that you pay.
Taking care of the home.
Own shit or you lay.
Getting busy with the work of her hand.
Oh, report when she share what you.
And the Bible says her children and her husband, they honor her.
These
little things that we keep talking about, they are the ones that forms us into who we are, even as a wife or husband. Being ungrateful. Being ungrateful. You know, some of us in our mind, we just be thinking on being ungrateful. Yes, it does. We all love being appreciated. Even small children. You know, something happened on Friday. I was going to work, I was driving. So I wanted to drive out of my house. But I was busy speaking to Salome. So I didn't focus on where I was going. My small girl was in the car. She just said, Mommy. You are about to hit the wall. I
did
see it.
And maybe
I looked down like I was almost hitting the wall. If I hadn't listened to her, I would have used that car to hit the wall.
See me back, go on to so won't feel called on roll giri.
Angela, God bless you.
What's up, Angela? Lauren, your book of war.
You saved me this morning.
Oh, Bamila, Roy.
If you see, her face just changed. She was just smiling.
You know, the rubber is in India.
I said, if not for Angela this morning.
So, what's the key about Angela? You, Roy?
Where will I be? And she was just smiling and she was nodding her head.
You know, the rubber is in India.
So if small girl like that can understand being appreciated, some of us women, our husband will go out and bring maybe an orange home.
Yo,
we just take the orange like this.
I was quickening.
Oh my God.
Emma bring your jewel.
Oh so can just not to one. But then the apple was my today.
When you cannot buy apple, you bought orange and even you bought one.
We don't appreciate anything.
Akimore.
You know, I actually drive.
Mama wa oko.
But my husband still drives me to work.
Oko me shi to man wa mi lo si ibise.
So when we get to work,
nigba ta ba wa de ibise,
I'll say B, thank you.
Ma so pe o se olowo ori.
You know when you are not driving, you'll be able to do other things in the car. You know women now.
Opolopo awon obirin la mo to wa no moto.
You'll be able to comb your hair.
E o le ri anfani ati se o te ba fe se.
You'll be able to do all that.
Gba to ba wa oko fara o ni le se awon won yi.
I'll be able to do my face and all. Ma I want to do my face. So when he takes me to work like that, when we get to work, I'll say thank you. So that tomorrow he will take me again.
He'll
not say no problem. So anytime he says, do not take myself, I'll be now. You know? But I know he enjoys driving me to work. You know, there are some things that we see them as little. And we don't appreciate them. If we don't appreciate them for those little ones, they will not do bigger ones. When we first got married, my husband went to the... He knows I love perfume.
Omo ko mo feran lati ma fi ororo to marun sara.
So he went to buy perfume.
Won wa lo lati ra oko.
But he bought you the toilet.
Won wa ra ti a ma lo si le gbonse.
You know you the toilet now. So I told her, I said, when he gave me the perfume,
I said, wow. I
said, wow.
Mo so pe ah.
Kini o wa okay.
Oh, re dara die.
Oh, okay. Oh, nice.
O dara, but
the type to explain to him.
Won gbianju lati so fun won.
Eleyi ko ki strong dada bi perfume gangan, le ko ma for perfume si
lara. Oru re ko ki nta sansan.
So the next time that you do that,
nigba mi ran te ba fe se yi.
He bought me one perfume.
Won wa ra perfume.
That was even asking me, I love this perfume.
Mo wa so wi pe mo feran eleyi.
Because you know, some of us would have just probably dumped the perfume and say, ko se anything dem ora.
Opolopo nu wa out le judanu.
Perfume got only kera e rira.
The one you asked to buy, you can't get it.
Mo mo pe perfume mi ni.
I know you don't want to give me.
Eh, the fe kin lo.
And you don't want me to use it.
Ka le fe kin lo ni e ma ra original one.
If you want me to use it, I bought the original
Let's
one.
Let's try to appreciate our spouse.
E je ka ko bo se mo riri
oko tabi aya. Husband, when your wife cook for you, please be appreciative.
Oko nigba ti yawo ba dana fun e ko ba se mo riri.
Cooking is not easy.
Ka ma dana ki so kekere.
Women, am I speaking your mind? It's not easy to cook.
Korun lati ma dana.
Stand in the hot kitchen and cook. Stand in the hot kitchen. Our mothers, they know.
Awon mama wa le so eleyi.
For years they've been cooking.
Fun opolopo odun lati wa won tin dana.
Even we that just got married.
Awa ta sesese gbeyawo.
Newly married couples, can I see your hand?
Ejuwo is okay.
I'm not calling singles because what did they cook is Indomie. 2 minutes Indomie. And they are out of the kitchen. Cooking is difficult.
Amadana kororun.
Even thinking about what to eat, still amajelaro yo.
Amaro no unti auje.
If you ask some women, that's what they hate most about cooking.
Opolopo obirin ti won ko iraju ninu onje sisere.
Still amajelaro ibai.
For them to be thinking of what to cook.
They cook it.
Once
it's about 12 in the afternoon.
Nigba to ba ma so wo so.
Still at ma jealous on ibai.
They will be thinking of what
the husband will not even be there.
Oko ko ni si nbe.
His own is for the food to come.
Ti e ni pe ko nje sha ti dori tabili.
Anything you do, let it come.
Ohun ko to ba se, ko sha ti wa.
Then when he now comes, husband will not say,
Nigba to ba wa gbede oko na wa so pe
Se gbogbo iyo le lo lo ni.
Did you put all the salt in the house?
Oh, they carry me lola.
You don't want us to have.
What for them? Open the ginger tao.
You know I hate.
But then family.
She wants to kill me.
And the woman, the strength she has used all day will just deplete.
Oh, brain on you, wa banu jeni no kore.
She will just deplete.
Yo, wa ma banu jeni no kore.
What? You know, if there are some men, the way they talk to. See, even being a full housewife is work.
He yon jen yawo lati aro de aleko ma shise koko. Ise lani.
Not going outside to go and work. Just full housewife. They are all inside. All is work.
There are
some men that will go out and when they come back, they'll see the woman.
What have you been doing since morning?
What have you been doing since morning? What have you been doing since morning? You think your own 9-to-5 job is the only job? No.
Rara.
9-to-5 job is not the only. What he faces with the children.
Until Uncle Julius or that one more.
What he faces to clean the house clean.
Lati chia moju to nule.
Especially in a house that we have toddlers.
Nigba to ba de ni awon to ti dagba die die.
Omo. Hi. She's picking one. She's putting back. She's cleaning. She's up and down. She's sweating all over. She's all over the place.
That's the share on your machine.
And because, unfortunately, to the woman, the chair where she sat down when you left was the chair you met her when she came.
Nigba to ba ma pada de, ori aga to fi si laaro na lo ti ba.
Maybe she just wanted to take like 5 minutes rest.
But your share confess to me, she jumaro.
And the husband will come in.
Nigba na lo ko wole.
Ori joko ina lo tun wa.
Where I left you in the morning.
Lataro.
Meeting you again.
Ori joko iloa.
You are still on this chair.
Kilo ma fori ero no. You know, yes, there are some men that talk to their wives like that.
Awon okunrin kan wa ti won ma so oro kun gba kun gbe si iyawo won.
And you begin to wonder.
Yo si wa ma ko yin lo minu.
speaking to wonder.
Yo, my coin lomino.
Dress sense.
Hani oye bashe mwasho.
Dress sense, very important.
Hani oye bashe mwasho, bashe to asho.
For the man and for the woman.
For okunrin ati fun obirin.
As married women, we need to dress modestly.
Gege bi iyawo le, a gbodo mura gege bi omoluabi.
Dressing modestly just does not mean nudity.
Kamura gege bi omoluabi ko so pe ka bo ara si o.
Because if you dress, even nudity is a sign of you lose dignity.
Nigba ta ba nwo so to farale.
Singles, are you listening to me?
Exposing
yourself when you are dressed does not make you more beautiful. At all.
Rara.
It doesn't make you beautiful. It makes you lose dignity. Because any man that sees you would think you are
pegging.
Anybody that sees you will think you are fair game.
Eni kan to ba re a wo pe ohun amusere ni o.
So let's clean up.
E je ka soju ara wa.
You know, like I said in the morning, I come in peace.
Bi mo se so ni owuro, mo wa ni wa lafia ni.
Not as a judge.
Mi o wa lati se odidajo.
It's so that we can all become better.
Hale ba dara si ni.
The rate at which homes are breaking is on the increase.
Bi ile se n daru lojumo lojo kojo o n po si ni.
The pastor's wife confided in somebody.
Iyawa oluṣagunso kan finu to eyan kan.
She said she receives nothing less than 500 letters of divorce every month in our church.
So we pay in New Jersey, orisirisi letters we run sell on mangba.
Including ministers.
So pe ati awon ojise Olorun
na. Because there are some characters that they have not dealt with.
Nitori pe oni awon iwa ti won ko ti sise le lori.
There are some characters that has not been dealt with.
Awon iwa kan wa ti ko ti ti won ti fi sile.
We read 1 Peter in the morning.
Aka peteru kini ni owuro.
He said to our faith we should have virtue.
O so pe si igbagbo wa ki a fi oye ati ise kun.
To your faith add virtue.
Si igbagbo wa e je ka fi iwa to tokun.
To your faith add virtue.
Si igbagbo wa e je ka fi iwa to tokun.
Lastly, we are going to be looking at prayerlessness.
Ni pari a o ma wo aile igbadura.
Prayerlessness.
Aile igbadura.
You know, even our power, our might cannot take care of our own solely.
Agbara wa ati ipa wa ko le gbe ile wa ro.
We need to be prayerful.
Ani lati je aladura.
As a wife, as a husband, you need to be prayerful.
Gege bi oko ati aya gbodo je en to ngbadura.
The Bible says the prayer of the righteous man availeth much.
Bibeli so wi pe adura olododo o nsise agbara.
So as a woman, you pray for your children.
Gege bi obirin lati ma gbadura fun awon omo wa.
As a man, you pray for your wife, pray for your children.
Gege bi okan lati gbadura fun aya ati awon omo.
Pray without ceasing.
Gbadura laisimi ati laisare.
There are some reasons couples don't improve on their characters.
Awon idi kankan ti oko tabi aya ki se le dagba ninu iwa won.
A lot of couples always have excuses.
Won ma so, won ma fi oro sile idi ti won ko fi le dagba.
This is how you married me.
Won ma so pe bo se fe mi re.
Bo se ori mi ba ko to fe mi. O mo pe kiti mo ti wa. Oh, I'm sorry about that. Is there any Ekiti in the house? Don't mind me. Slip of tongue. Amen.
Amen.
No, I'm just trying to say that there are some men that will tell you where they came. You know I'm from this house. Before you marry, you know we don't take any rubbish.
Mama, sorry, we go to Lori Kuku. Then you go to Femi.
But the Bible says, if a man be in Christ,
is
a new creature. You are a new person in Christ. So forget about the character of your hometown. By the way, my father too is a kitty, so we are together. Do you understand? So we must, let's leave excuses. Some people will put the blame on their spouse.
Opolopo yo ma da ebi le iyawo tabi oko lori.
Oun lo fa oko ni dake. o ti tun so abẹ ma gbe loju o tun bere o.
I will slap her. They will always put the, why did you beat your wife? Because she will not keep quiet. Won o ri idi ti won fi se unti o dara.
She made me like this.
Ma so ko lo so mi dabi mo se da.
He made me like this.
O lo so mi dabi mo se da.
Focus on yourself.
Kojumo ara re.
Be ready to work on yourself.
Shetan lati sise lori ara re.
When Jesus was telling Peter,
Jesus so fun Peteru,
how he was going to die.
Bi ohun yo se ku.
Peter looked back and saw John.
Peteru we yo ori Johanu.
Master, how about him?
O so pe bawo ni o titi re.
Jesus said, what is it to you?
Jesus so pe kini titi re nibe.
What is it to you?
Ilo kan nibe.
You focus on working on yourself.
Kojumo ati sise lori ara re.
Stop putting the blame on your wife or your husband.
Ye da ebi lu iyawo tabi oko re mo.
Your character, you know, speaks more than words.
Iwa re a ma fohun ju oro lo.
Your character preaches to your spouse.
Iwa re a ma polongo re fun oko tabi iyawo re.
We heard about Smith Wigglesworth.
A gbo nipa ti okunrin ti won daruko ni.
It is the character of his wife that turned him to God.
Work on
yourself and stop giving
excuses.
Focus on working on yourself.
Peter
also said this to women in the book of 1 Peter.
He said that
your character will speak to them.
Your
good works will speak to your husband.
As
your husband, your good works will speak to your wife.
So
stop giving excuses. Stop playing the blame game. To improve on our character.
She dada abi dagba si ninu
wa to. We have to be very honest with ourselves.
Agbodo je nto se olododo si ara re.
We have to be very honest.
Agbodo je olododo si ara wa
about those characters.
Si awon wa ni.
We need to see them for what they are.
Ani lati ri won gege bi won se ri.
On improving our character, the first thing we even need to do is reading the word of God.
Ohun akoko ti ani lati se ni ki a ma ka oro Olorun.
The Bible says, now I commend you to the word of his guys, able to build you up. The word of God is able to build us up. To become like Christ, we need to spend time in reading, praying, and meditating.
Lati dabi Christi, and lati fi aye sile fun kika mimo ati mimojuto oro Olorun lati tun aye wa
se. Joshua 1:8 says, this book of the law will not depart from my mouth.
Joshua so wipe iwe ofin yi ko ni kuro lenu mi.
It is in reading the word of God that we begin to see the mirror of Christ.
Nigba ta ba nka oro Olorun ya ma wa aworan Christ.
And as we are looking at him, he is transforming our life.
Nigba ta ba sin wa aworan Christ yo ma tun aye ti wa se.
And then there is a place of honesty even in us. That we need to be honest about those things. Because there's no way you will study and focus on the word of God that will not begin to show you those things that you need to work on in your life.
So we need to be honest. We need to be honest. Our character is what we work on.
And be ready to change those things. Number 3, deal with your thoughts.
Eleketa ba ero okan re wi.
Proverbs 4 chapter 23 says,
iwe owe ori kerin ese keta le logun
so pe, guard your heart with all diligence.
O so pe pa okan re mo.
Guard your heart.
O ni pa okan re mo.
How do you guard your heart?
Ba o lo se pa okan re mo.
You need to be careful the people you work with.
O gbodo shakesi awon to n ba rin.
Your friends, who are your friends?
Tani awon ore re.
Who are your friends?
Awon wo ni ore re.
Who are your friends?
Awon wo lo n ba rin.
Women, who are your friends?
Obirin awon wo lo n ba rin.
Who do you listen to?
Awon wo lo n teti si.
Who is your mentor?
Ta ni o sako, ta lo n to e.
Who forms your character as a wife?
Ta lo n samojuto wa re gege bi iyawo.
What do you watch?
Ki lo n wo?
Some of us live in the movies.
Awa kan eré ìtàgé ni ayé wa.
What we see them do in the movies is what we try to apply to our lives.
Ohun tí a rí tí wọ́n ṣe ní eré ìtàgé là ń gbìyànjú láti mú wá sí ìgbé ayé tiwa.
What we see in movies, that's what we try to apply.
Ohun là mú wá sí ìgbé ayé tiwa.
Mo mọ nǹkan tí mo lè ṣe o.
I know what I can do.
O ní eré kan tí mo wò lánàá. O ní bí wúmà ẹ ṣe fún ọkọ embankment. Ọkọ esteem ni. If you try it.
O bá gbìyànjú ẹ.
If you try it.
So back gbìyànjú ẹ.
So what do we watch?
Kí là ń wò?
Those things inform our minds.
Àwọn tí à ń wò yìí ni wọ́n máa ń gbilẹ̀ sí ọkàn wa.
Those things forms our character.
Àwọn ni wọ́n máa ń gbilẹ̀ sí ìwà wa.
You have an issue with your husband.
O ní èdè-àìyedè pẹ̀lú ọkọ rẹ.
Instead of you to say, okay, I apologize, I'm sorry.
Ìtọ́ ẹ kó o fi bẹ̀bẹ̀ pé ẹ má bínú.
Because you saw in a movie.
Torí pé o wò nínú eré ìtàgé.
That the woman did not talk to his husband.
Pé obìnrin náà ó bọ́ ọkọ rẹ̀ yóò di.
The woman did not talk to her husband rather.
Obìnrin náà ó bọ́ ọkọ rẹ̀ yóò di.
And it was the husband that now went to beg her.
Ọkọ náà ló wá padà lọ bẹ̀.
And they now finished the movie.
Wọ́n wá parí eré náà.
You don't know what happened after they finished the movie.
O mọ ohun tí ó ṣẹlẹ̀ lẹ́yìn eré náà.
You don't know.
O mọ.
I will not say I'm sorry.
Emi náà ni sọ pé kó má bínú.
Mo rí lánàá mo wo.
Mo wo, I watch it
yesterday. Ọkọ ni ló padà wá bẹ ìyàwó ẹ.
The husband came back to beg his wife.
Wọ́n á bèrè pé ibo náà parí sí, wọ́n ní bẹ́ẹ̀ náà náà parí sí.
They will ask you where did it end. He said it ended there.
So mo nǹkan tó parí ẹ. Àwọn tó parí síbẹ̀ yẹn, wọ́n mọ reason of fi parí fíìmù yẹn síbẹ̀ yẹn. So let's be careful of the people we associate with. Association.
Ẹjẹ́ ká mọ àwọn tí à ń bá rìn.
Even as married women, association is very important.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí ìyàwó ilé, àwọn tó ń bá rìn ó ṣe pàtàkì.
As singles, association is very important.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí àpọ́n, àwọn tó ń bá rìn ó ṣe pàtàkì.
Who are your friends?
Àwọn wo ni ọ̀rẹ́ rẹ?
You know, when in women's meeting yesterday.
Inú ìpàdé àwọn obìnrin lánàá.
And we were talking about. Who is your friend?
And so nípa pé ta ni ọ̀rẹ́ rẹ.
And one of our single sisters was asking.
Ọ̀kan lára àwọn àpọ́n obìnrin wá bèrè.
Is it that you don't have friends?
Ó sọ pé ṣé kí n má ní ọ̀rẹ́ ni?
Ṣé kí n má lọ́rẹ̀ ni?
I should stop having friends.
You know, there are some of us that we just don't like being alone.
Àwọn kan wà tí a kì í fẹ́ dá wà.
You just have to have friends.
A gbọ́dọ̀ ní ọ̀rẹ́ ni.
You know, there has to be somebody that you just talk with.
O gbọ́dọ̀ ní èèyàn kan tó máa bá sọ̀rọ̀.
Choose your friends prayerfully.
Yan ọ̀rẹ́ rẹ pẹ̀lú àdúrà.
Experience has taught so many.
Ìrírí ó ti kọ́ ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ènìyàn.
How friends cause the destruction of a home.
Bí ọ̀rẹ́ ṣe da ilé wọn rú.
Because what they tell you is not what is obtainable in their own home.
Nítorí pé ohun tí wọ́n sọ fún ọ ọ̀tọ̀ ni tí wọ́n ṣe nílé tí wọ́n.
What they tell you, the things they tell you is not what is obtainable in their own life.
Ohun tí wọ́n sọ fún ọ kì í ṣe ohun tí wọ́n ṣàmúlò nínú ayé tí wọ́n.
So if you need to have friends, you have to choose them prayerfully.
Tó bá pọn dandan fún ọ láti lọ́rọ̀ èèyàn pẹ̀lú àdúrà.
As a wife, as a husband, let your husband be your best friend.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí ọkọ tàbí aya, jẹ́ kí ọkọ tàbí aya rẹ jẹ́ ọ̀rẹ́ rẹ tímọ́tímọ́.
Tell your husband everything.
Sọ ohun gbogbo fún ọkọ rẹ.
Tell your wife everything.
Sọ ohun gbogbo fún ìyàwó rẹ.
Make a friend out of your husband.
Jẹ́ kí ọkọ rẹ jẹ́ ọ̀rẹ́ rẹ.
Make a friend out of your wife.
Jẹ́ kí ìyàwó rẹ kó jẹ́ ọ̀rẹ́ rẹ.
The issue with some women on this issue is that when your husband tells you a thing,
ohun tí ó máa ń ṣẹlẹ̀ pẹ̀lú àwọn obìnrin ni pé tí ọkọ bá sọ nǹkan kan fún wọn.
You should just agree that you have sold maestro.
Òhun ni pé kó o gbà pé o ti sọ̀rọ̀.
He has sold a newscaster.
Ìyẹn ni pé o ti sọ fún ẹni tí yóò bá gbé sáfẹ́fẹ́.
You can't keep secrets.
Ìyẹn ni pé wọn ò lè pa àṣírí mọ́.
You can't keep your mouth shut.
Wọn ò lè dákẹ́ ẹnu wọn.
And so your husband would there are some women that will tell you àwọn obìnrin wọn ní kí ló máa ń pè ẹ́ yes sir, yes sir, wọn ní gògóńgò. And so he prefers to keep to himself.
Ó wù ó pinnu láti sọ fún ara rẹ̀ láti fi sínú ọkàn rẹ̀ láì má sọ fún ìyàwó rẹ̀.
He just keep it to himself.
Yóò fi sínú ara rẹ̀.
So when your husband tells you something, listen and keep it.
Nígbà tí ọkọ rẹ bá sọ nǹkan fún ọ tẹ́tí lélẹ̀ kó o sì pa mọ́.
So you hear more tomorrow.
Kó o lè bá gbọ́ mìíràn sí lọ́la.
And then be ready to give him great advice.
Kó o dẹ̀ ṣetán láti fún ní ìmọ̀ràn tó tọ́.
That is why as a woman or a man you need to study.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí ọkọ tàbí aya ní láti ṣàkíyèsí.
Understand what your husband does. Understand what your wife does. Understand your husband's business. Understand your wife's business. Understand his vision. Understand everything that has to do with him. That he can ask you for advice. You will give him words of wisdom. There's some women, they can't ask questions of their husband. Pessimistic. You will just discourage me. So there's this person outside that whenever they tell anything, he supports them or she supports them.
They will keep talking to that person.
And the marriage will begin to have a crack. So make your spouse your friend. Single, be careful of your friends. Be prayerfully choose your friends. Prayerfully. And I pray the Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. What we are teaching today is that we all need to tame our character. We all need to tame our character. It is when the character of spouses are not tame, that is when you begin to have issues in families. If there are couples that have characters on tame character, they lack self control, they are filled with anger, pride, it's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of time. I pray in the name of Jesus. The Lord will keep our
home.
The Lord will keep our marriages.
We
will be role model even in this world. In the name of Jesus. We are going to be taking questions now.
Please,
let me know how many friends do I have. Wow. One question. We've addressed everything. You have a question? Okay. Please, can you give her a mic?
Thank you, ma, for blessing us. I want to ask, in summary, what is submission and what is not submission? What is submission? Not. And when they say submission, what should come to our mind and what should not come to our mind?
She asked the question, what is submission and what is non-submission? Scholars in the house, do you want to help us out?
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise the living Jesus. To me, submission, especially in terms of marriage, is key. And most women, when they hear of submission, somehow deep down, they don't like it. Because they feel like the man has authority over everything, including them. Truth about submission is, as a woman, you can pocket a man with submission. When God created man, he was looking for an upgraded version. A version that would tame the radicality and the structure configuration of that man. And the only thing God could think of was a woman. So, if a woman doesn't understand that in marriage, she would think she is low. But in the real sense of it, she's actually the backbone. Because when I looked at the story of David and Ahithophel, I found out that Ahithophel was so wise. And normally what qualifies somebody to be a king, mostly he has to be wise. But Ahithophel was the instructor. Without Ahithophel, there were wars that David would have not won. Forget the fact that maybe he was of God. David never lost a battle, but the truth is many people don't really study deep to find out that there was an Ahithophel behind it. Such that when David was cast out of the throne, the only prayer point he could pray that, Lord, please just turn this guy's wisdom to foolishness. Because I know if it becomes foolishness, they won't win me. And speaking of wisdom again, a woman has to understand that she is qualified to be a wife, and to be submissive, she has to be wise. If we look at the book of Proverbs 8, I was so surprised that when Solomon was describing wisdom, he was using she. I don't know if we've noticed it. He said, she built her house, she does this. If you read the book of, in fact, to the point that in verse 35 of that Proverbs 8, he was saying, whoever finds her and finds favor, he said, obtains favor from the Lord. He said, he has found life. And that same thing too, that same scripture relates to a wife. Whosoever finds a wife has found a good thing, obtains favor from the Lord. So, the fact that you are a woman does not qualify you to be a wife unless you are wise. And if you are going to be wise, you have to learn submission. I pray God help us in Jesus.
Amen. Praise God. You know, when she asked that question, what came to my mind was from the book of John chapter 15. If you look at the way marriage is the only relationship that is compared with our relationship with Christ. Do you understand? The relationship between a mother and a child was not compared to that relationship. The relationship between Christ and us, that's the only relationship that was used to compare marriage. And in the book of John chapter 15, the Bible says from chapter 5, verse 5, it says, yes, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever lives in me and I in him shall produce a large crop of fruit. For apart from me, you can't do a thing. If anyone separates from me, he is thrown away like a useless branch, withers and is gathered into a pile with all others and burned. If you stay in me and obey my commands, you may ask anything you like and it will be granted. So before you marry, ensure that you are marrying a child of God, a born-again Christian. Because submission does not have two ways about it. Because the way she asked that question, she's just trying to let us say submission is this and not that. Submission means what it means. Submit in all things. So if you marry a man that is not godly, I'm sorry. Do you understand? God said, we can't live without him. So also is the marriage relationship. That you must be in line with the plan of your husband. Do you understand? You must be in line with the plans of your husband. With the plan of your husband, even as a wife. You must submit to him in all things. There's nothing that you shouldn't submit to him to. That is why it is said repeatedly that a single lady, make sure you marry in the Lord. A lot of sisters, their lives have been destroyed because of the fact that they married outside Christ. And they find it difficult to submit to their husband. Because everything he tells them to do goes against the will of God. Goes against it. So don't marry somebody that is not born again. Don't. Because All right, sir. Thank you. Please give me the microphone.
Marry someone that is born again, not stopping his journey of spiritual maturity at born again, but being a disciple. Because one of the things we are dealing with is the templates, the curriculum for marriage is in the scriptures, Genesis and Revelation. The one that instituted marriage is God. Are we together? So if the man is in obedience, because submission is simply obedience to the leading of Christ in that marriage, then if a man is telling you, let us do Yahoo, Yahoo, please don't submit. Do we understand? How many Christians are doing Yahoo Yahoo now? Many. They are Christians because truly they are saved through faith. It's a gift. But when it comes to discipleship, it's intentional. It's something that you must put down everything to learn. Check out what God is saying. So when we are talking about submission also, we will need to push it up a little for understanding's sake. If the man is going towards the way of God, please submit with your soul, your spirit, and your body. But if the man is telling you something, just like mommy has rightly said, contrary to God's instruction, contrary to God's will, please don't submit. If not, the consequence of such submission might be dual. You will suffer it, and also the man also will suffer from it. And if care is not taken, your children will also suffer from it. A man that got his money through theft or through 419 means, saying that our family is rich, you know that one day, by the scriptures, all those wealth will come down. Then tell me if they are 60 or 40 years old or 50, that there's no spirit in them again. Don't you think poverty is knocking at the door? Not for them, but for the children. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name.
Amen. We have a question here. Is it good for husband to focus on taking care of his parents alone and ignoring his wife's parents? Is definitely not right. Not right. So when you marry, the parents, our parents becomes your parents. His parents becomes your parents. Do you understand that? So you can come together with your wife and decide, elo la fe ma fa won mommy, elo la fe ma fa won daddy, and then you draw it. We'll be sending 15,000 to them. Let it be mutual agreement between you and your husband. Do you understand? Let it be a mutual agreement. Okay, you send 30,000 to your parents. You send 30,000 to his parents. That's how it should be, so that there will be no issues in the home. So it is not, for this person that has asked this question, it is not right. We have a contrary opinion to that. Contrary.
Oh, praise God. I've really been trying to. So thank you very much, ma'am, for this opportunity. You see, we must learn to draw the line straight, ma'am. Because most of the time, I've seen cases whereby the woman will be pressurizing the man to do what he knows the man doesn't have the capacity for. Because the woman hears it in church that it is not right. Okay? Because, yes, if the man has the capacity, yes, he has to. It's his duty. I mean, but we should draw the line between rights and privilege. We must draw the line. Because if we don't, it will cause a chaos. My question remains now. What if the man starts doing it, and over the time, he couldn't, try and sustain it? Then what happened? The privilege becomes the right. And the man is now under a compulsion. Yes, sir, in Christianity, we must put it straight. If the man has the capacity, he should do it. Normally, Christ said that we should be good to all men. So not even your parents or someone else, witness anybody around. But the point of the matter is just that, do it according, Bible said, as any man has, as proposed in his heart. He said what? Let him give. Not what? Thank you.
Praise God. Thank you for that contribution, sir. But I'd like to say this. The man, is he still taking care of his own parents? Because the truth is this. Capacity or not, we can't say we'll stop taking care of our parents. Even the man will not stop taking care of his own parents. So if your wife does not have any other thing she's doing. She's just taking care of your children. So, how should she take care of her parents? How? And you are taking care of your parents, and you say there's no capacity as the man. So, the capacity you have to come. If the God will keep increasing us. God will keep increasing us in the name of Jesus. But the truth is this, if, like I said, it has to be mutually done between the husband and the wife. Mutually. So if it's 30,000 you were sending to your parents and her parents before, that's 60,000. If the capacity reduces, you cut it down. It's an agreement between you and your wife. She will also explain it to his parents. Ah, mommy, am I binuo? No, you don't say you will send to your parents alone because of the capacity. No. So you treat our parents like your parents. Amen. That is what I think. Amen.
I know it's a matter. Maybe we should have 5 minutes more. And please let us also walk in line with the subject, so that we'll finish one before we unveil another one. Because when we start talking about marriage, we'll be here till Jesus returns, second coming. Because that's when we will find perfect marriage. Are we together? So please, ma, 5 minutes, we can still do something.
Bro, Mike.
Yeah, we've not done justice to her question, because we only told her what submission is. She asked what submission is not. I'm sorry, we answered what submission is, but we didn't answer what submission is not.
Submission is not obedience.
He said based on the scriptural part. But I want to be very physical about it. I'm very natural now. That's where I want to draw my own line from. Very natural now. Even if you marry a born again and a disciple, and to some extent he has not gained capacity on how to manage his pocket, is extravagant. If by his being a disciple boy is careless about giving people, he just is very generous, extremely generous. If care is not taken, he will not be able to manage your resources. So as a woman, if you are submissive to him with all you have, if care is not taken, he will spend your investments because it's extravagant. So until he finds capacity on how to manage his pocket, your resources have to be managed to some extent by you. You let him understand. But if you are just too open to him and you know he's excessive in spending, what happens to your own savings? He's going to spend it. That's the number one. Number two is, to some extent too, I'm very sure in this presenting line, everything is in cadres. You go from strength to another strength. If, to some extent, because you're trying to be submissive to your husband, you feel abused, emotionally down, is not responding to your emotional needs, and you're trying to be submissive to him, and in return, you're getting abused by him. Even words, if it's not until he starts battering you, that's when he's abusing. Words alone, he might not have gained capacity enough to manage his words and his utterances. He speaks anyhow to you. And you are, your excuse is, I want to be submissive to him. No, you have to address such issues before you back down to him. You don't let a man treat you anyhow because you're going to submit.
Praise God.
That's it for me.
Praise God. Give the food to. I said food. Praise God. You know, I'd like to give this illustration of submission. You are in a car with your husband, because a marriage is actually a car, a journey, not a sprint, but a marathon. And then you are on this side, and your husband is the driver, and then you are going, you know, on this journey, you keep going, and there's this very large, let's say, gap in the road. The road is not finished. There's this gap in the road. And then you told your husband, there's a gap in the road. Turn the car like this. And the husband said, no, I will not turn. We will go like that. As a woman, at that time, what are you going to do? You will take the steering from him. No, let's answer that question. Are you going to take the steering from the driver? I'm saying in the physical, hold on, in the physical sense now. Hold on now. In the physical sense now. If you are a driver, you are driving, and there's somebody beside you, and there's something on your hand, if she pulls the steering from your hand, what will happen? Lord, just say, let's think about that. Why produce this?
Hallelujah. Number one, the standard for every Christian is the scripture. No philosophy, no calculation, no mathematics. I was somewhere, somebody said, with what America is saying, and with child right abuse and the rest, and scripture say, spare the rod and spoil the child. Should we not take our children and beat the devil? Scripture said, beat the devil out of his chest. In the same manner, if you say a disciple, there is a standard for a disciple. It's a build up, and if you have been a member of this church, you should understand that we are in a grooming process, becoming like Christ. So a disciple is not somebody that will slap his wife. That day he lost his discipleship. He's no longer a disciple. So if he's a Christian, we have somehow in one way or the other learned management, and we understand the place of the Holy Spirit in direction. That is why when he answered the question, I was at first, I wanted to fight the way he answered the question. I said, no, he didn't answer. But when you said, let people draw the line where it is the fact. Submission is submission in obedience to Christ. Mama said something. It's not the man you are submitted to. Meanwhile, he said something. Hello, sisters, please hear me clearly. There are many, every great man you see outside there, the person that owns their mumu button forever remains their wife. Have you gone to beg men before and they said, Tobati Levi, that's just it. Till today, me and my dad, we don't see eye to eye on certain matters. It's my mother. I'll go and meet him. This is what I want to do. She'll go and meet him. She said, it's your father. I'll go and talk. It's a lie. You are his wife. You have his heart. There are things I can tell him that we not agree to, but you, there are things that you will tell him once he will listen to it. So you have to understand in the place of submission. That's why when they say when you are getting married, in the place of courtship, understand the future that this man is going to. Women are very intuitive in nature. The best, when a woman sees you, they know if you smell like a bright future or not. They know where you are going to. Every woman, no matter how unchristian or spiritual she is, the first thing she can understand if this guy is going somewhere or not. That's why you see a lady will stay with a cultist for 10 years and she knows that this girl will start have money in the future. That she's pursuing something. She's pursuing something. So a woman can sense. So when you sense that this guy has a vision, that's why you should not be unequally yoked. Do you understand? So that he's coming to church has not made him a Christian yet. It's a principle of lifestyle. It's a track record. Before people can say those ones were like Christ in Antioch, there were certain things that they displayed. So we have to understand when we are talking about submission, we are not just talking about whether the guy goes bad or not. We are talking about the fact that you are submitted to a Christian. Yes, there are people. And note, let's draw it. Here's the gray area. There are people who via submission have married wrongly, but via submission, they have brought the man to the light of Christ. I'm not saying you should take nonsense, but you see, there is an idea of feminism that is very demonic. I will say it anywhere, anyhow. So you feel like you and your husband should not cook, you should not cook for your husband again. Angela will cook for him outside. She will arrange his tie when he gets to office and greet him good morning. He will fornicate and have scriptural backup to it. Do you understand? Because at that time, you have ceased to operate around the premise of the scripture. So now, for singles, now that you are getting yoked, make sure you are getting yoked with the right thing. Not just any Christian, not just any disciple. Get yoked with a believer. If the man's vision is that he will sell his car, and God told you that you will buy a car, and he says, oh yeah, just be a trekking evangelist. Don't go and marry what you cannot carry. It is well with us in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Pastor
Simon. Wives, submit to your husband in all things. That is what the Bible says. We are talking about wives now. We are talking about wives now. That was the question. That was the question. Stabose, have your seat. Peace be still. Peace be still. Yes, we agree. Submit one another in all things. Yes. Yes, we know. But that was the question we took there. You understand? And I pray the Lord will help us all in the name of Jesus. Our marriages cannot be broken. The devil shall not have a way into our home. In the name of Jesus. Our home shall be a model to all. In the name of Jesus. I pray for all the singles here seated. You will not mismarry. You will not mismarry. You will not marry your enemy. You will marry a man that you will be able to submit to in all things. For single ladies, you will be able to marry a man that you will be able to submit to in all things. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We exalt your name. We bless your name, O God. Thank you, O God, for what you have taught us today. Thank you, O God, for your life in our hearts that is able to transform us into your image. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray.